The sports writers from the Salem News. Team coverage, topics, and sports names in the news on msonewsports.com and salemnews.com. And hello, everybody. I'm Bill Newell from msonewsports.com, and we have four additional sports writers with us here today. Phil Stacey, the executive sports editor of the Salem News. Matt Williams, assistant sports editor of the Salem News. Nick Giannino from the Salem News sports team. And Nick Kukuru from the Gloucester Times sports editor there. So we're adding another. Phil, I was going to talk to Rick Moore to see if I could get him to balance this off a little bit, but maybe next time we'll add him into all of this. So yeah,
I figured you would have had to pull Rick off the mountain. He was going to ski as long as he possibly could. But not quite, I guess, huh?
Well, he might have had some thoughts of skiing on Saturday morning, but that's probably about it, I think, of this winter. Yeah, he has not been doing a lot of skiing. No, not at all.
Unless he had a hill in his backyard, I don't think.
No, not at all. No. Well, Nick, welcome. What's keeping you busy? Nick Kukuru. Yeah, what's keeping you busy? Not Nick Giannino. Forget Nick Giannino.
Yeah. We don't care about me. Yeah, I get it.
Actually.
What's happening in Gloucester?
Well, same as everywhere else, really, right? Playing the waiting game here. I know the big thing in town right now is, will we have Fiesta? But everybody's talking about. So that's still up in the air, it looks like.
Yeah, for who cares about school or going to the store or, you know, jobs? Got to have Fiesta.
Yeah, got to have the greasy pole, right?
Got to do it.
And what is, so they're thinking about, you never know, right? I guess
they already made a backup date in September. So if they don't have it in June, it's going to be in September. So we're going to have one either way, but it might not be the usual.
Oh my God. So has there ever been a fisherman football game at the same time as Fiesta? I feel like that could be, that could be like when Bane took over Gotham City in Batman.
Really good. Really good. I like that.
Last time something Fiesta related happened during football season, a storm knocked the greasy pole over, and then Gloucester got buried the next night. So.
That's right. You had the lead about the kid who ran for 200 yards took the greasy pole down. That was pretty great. Can I just say, I think I can speak for all of us when I say to the listening Northeastern Conference athletic directors, if someone has to go to Newell Stadium during Fiesta, it should certainly be Jim Rudloff, because the quotes afterwards would be well worth the price of admission.
Nick, I changed my background for you.
Nice.
Phil's got he's at Newell Stadium background on his Zoom. Yeah, I mean, Nick, you cannot social distance on that greasy pole platform at all. That's not going to happen, right? Yeah.
Possible.
Everyone usually takes precautions there anyway. I mean, that's a safe event, you know, no anabolic anything or, you know, whatnot.
Yeah, it should be fine. Yeah, no problem. Yeah, so that'll be interesting. That is the big story. I could see that being the big story in Gloucester, absolutely. And that's an end of June event too, right? Right at the end of June.
Yeah, end of June.
Yeah. Mm. All right. Man, let me ask you about this. So local sports scene where everything is still on hold. How about the NFL draft? That's this week. Any thoughts on that and the new Patriots uniforms? I'll give it to you or Nick. Phil.
For me? Okay, I'll do the Patriots uniforms. I mean, they're okay. You know, I mean, I don't love them. I don't hate them. They're just kind of there, I think. I don't know. I don't know if their goal is to try to be bland or what, but I don't think they're doing anything spectacular. If they could go back to those red uniforms with the Pat Patriot helmet created by Rockport's own Phil Bissell, that would be fantastic. I think everybody would love that. But as it stands, I would have gone with the Color Rush unis that they've had lately. Those are fantastic, I think. These, I'm kind of, you know, it's like, meh. You know, anyone?
I think they're fine. I thought there was going to be a bigger change. It seemed like they hyped them up and like, oh, we're releasing new uniforms. I don't know. They kind of look similar to the old ones, just a little bit different with the colors and the color schemes. But I don't hate them. They're fine. The Pats can get away with wearing them.
They're all right.
Yeah.
Kind of kind of an easygoing response from Nick, who has the Key West background behind him here on the
just
on
lounging
the
over here.
Yeah,
enjoying the weather.
Man, you must. I envy you, Nick, where you are right now. Matt, what were you going to say? I'm sorry.
It looks too much like the Texans. You know, it looks like the Texans. I don't know. It's just not that. It's just different, and I don't even know if it has the logo on it. You know, it just looks too much like the Texans, and I think if they do the whites with white pants, that would be a nice look. The dress whites, you know. Belichick probably appreciate that, being a Navy guy, but the blues, I don't know. It just reminds me of, you know, Bill O'Brien, you know, even though he's got Andover and St. John's Prep ties, I don't think he's much of a coach. So I don't know. I don't want the Patriots looking like the Texans. I'm not a fan.
I'm just pausing here for effect here, I guess.
Dramatic effect.
Yeah, dramatic effect. So now with that pause, we'll go into to the draft. I'm not following it that closely, but I hear the Patriots are looking at a quarterback. What do you guys think?
I can't imagine they would take one in the first round. That's just my opinion. I think they have other pressing needs that they need to address and probably feel like they could find value later on. Then again, if they did something crazy like package several lower picks and maybe a roster player to move up in the draft, I think the bottom line is you never know what Belichick is going to do in any particular draft. And one thing they'll always do is draft for need and for value. So if they find value in that position, great. If not, I could see them waiting a second, third, or a later round.
Yeah, I mean, I got a bone to pick, too. They've been listening to a lot of the talk, and they've been trying to debate, like, you know, if they pick a quarterback, what does it mean for Stidham? You know, if they pick him in the first or second round, then maybe Stidham's not the guy. But, I mean, I don't know. Quarterback, like, you can get some pretty good guys. Dak Prescott went in, what, the fourth? Yep. So, I mean, if they get Dak Prescott, that'd be pretty good. I mean, not him specifically, but someone like him, you know? So I don't think – I mean, okay, fifth round, sixth round, seventh round, Tom Brady himself aside, maybe it's, you know, roster fodder, a guy who's probably going to get cut, but – I think anywhere in the top four rounds, you could be looking at someone they can develop into a really good player. You know, I mean, that was only a couple of years ago, Dak, and I'm sure that if they redrafted that draft, he'd be a top five pick. So, you know, if they get some kind of winning player from a good program, you know, in the mode of what the Cowboys did, that could work. You know, and geez, how often would you ever think the Patriots have to do something like what the Cowboys did? Ugh.
You might remember that one Tom Brady was taken towards the end of the draft a bit there. So you never know, I guess. But I'd like to see them get Cam Newton still. I don't know how you guys feel about that. But
no, thanks.
No, not into it. I think he looks good. You know, as long as he's healthy and he's got the right head on his shoulders, I think he'd be a good fit in New England. Kind of resurrect.
I don't think he is healthy, though, and I don't think he's ever going to be healthy enough to play a full season.
I don't know. He looked pretty good the other day. I seen him post a workout video or something. He's looking like Dwight Howard. Doesn't look like a quarterback, I'll tell you that.
Superman.
I don't know if that, you know, his shoulder still could be off or whatever, but I think it's worth bringing him in and at least looking at him, working him out.
Well, if Nick's looking at workout videos, you know, I got to go with that, Phil. You know, that's dedication.
Yeah, that's true. I'm just taking care of my three kids, so I don't have time to do that. But no, I'm kidding. My wife's taking care of the kids. I'm not I just see him as an older player who's taken a ton of physical hits, both not only when he runs the ball, but that offensive line is not fantastic, and he's been sacked quite a bit over his career. So. I mean, a healthy Cam Newton, sure. But I don't think there's any guarantee that that's going to happen. And I would pass, personally.
I just think if he has his arm strength back, that's the key. Because, you know, he's obviously not going to be as mobile as he used to be. And they're not going to want to use him that way. I mean, the guy, like you said, Bill, took beating early in his career. He's not going to be that huge run threat every play anymore. But if his shoulder's healthy and he still has that arm strength, you know, he was a pretty decent pocket passer, too. So, I don't know. He's high on my list, but I don't work for the Patriots, so I don't really have any say, I guess.
Is that all we've got on the draft? I mean, what do you guys think? I mean, it's Thursday night, right? I noticed that. It's on Channel 5. I think I saw that too. But I don't know if it goes on during the day too. It must, you know, I used to know
I
all
think
of
it'll
this
be,
stuff.
I think it'll be funny, and I use that in a somewhat sly way, but funny to see if there are any draft glitches that come up because everything is being done virtually now. And you wonder if there'll be any, you know, hiccups with the system, or the Zoom's not working, or somebody thinks they're getting drafted, but it's really somebody else. That might provide for some comic relief, which is what you don't normally have in these things. So I'd be down for that.
Yeah. Seems that they're doing a rehearsal right now, and from what I'm seeing on Twitter, there's a lot of people complaining about some issues, bandwidth issues, connection issues. All 32 guys on one Zoom conference, and none of them are on mute, so nobody knows who's talking. So there's been a lot of complaints going on right now. We'll see what they figure out by Thursday.
I was forced to watch a little bit of the WNBA draft the other night. You know, the girlfriend is a big UConn basketball fan. They had some players, so we watched about 10 picks. That's all I could get through. But you know, that took about an hour. So, and they did it all virtual. I thought it was pretty smooth. I mean, that's WNBA, is the NFL, two different animals, but same type of deal, really. So, I think it'll be fun. Be interesting to watch. Definitely, probably get some high ratings. People are looking to watch sports right now, so
that's true.
This guy would say you're the real deal for watching that.
Some good players.
Yeah.
Did anybody have any thoughts on the favorites this week? I think we picked teams that almost won the state championship. There was some to choose from, some not as much to choose from. It was interesting. I tried to kind of stay away from teams that ultimately did win the championship. What did Beverly boys hockey win the title in 14? So like their 13 team was really good.
Right.
But I kind of was like, well, they won it, so that's fine. Marblehead had some ridiculous boys hockey teams that I really have great memories of in 2009 and 2010, but then they won the title when they were seniors. So it's like, I didn't really want to go back and look at those teams. So I thought that was kind of an interesting wrinkle in there too. But, I don't know. How many teams did you guys think of? Nick picked some golf teams. That was interesting in his honorable mentions.
Yeah, well, I was saying, I've only been here 4 years. Actually, my four-year anniversary I just saw popped up on LinkedIn. So 4 years at the Salem News now.
Really?
Years ago this April. Compared to you guys, I don't have a ton of games under my belt, but we did have Beverly basketball this year, and that was an easy call for me. They made a great run, so I went with them. But yeah, Willie, I had some nice golf teams on the honorable mention there. Some of the prep teams, those teams were ridiculous a few years back. I mean, they're good every year, but I think they finished second in, 2016, 2017 I had on there.
Probably both. No one them.
Yeah.
I just realized something. Were you alive, Nino, when I did when I had my memory?
What was it, 91?
Yeah.
I was born in 92.
Okay.
So there you go.
All right.
I had some soccer teams on there as well. Masco Boys made it to the state final or state semi. I think that was the game they played against Nauset, who was undefeated and had yet to allow a goal all season.
Oh, yeah, that's right. They scored a couple,
and
right?
Masco scored one, maybe two goals, ended up losing, but they scored a goal and really gave them a run. That was a great team.
Let me ask you – go ahead, Nick. I'm sorry. Nick
I was going to say, I thought Nick Kukuruz was great in the same vein as his namesake kid, Nick Giannino. It was recent, but – I think it really fits the bill. I mean, Nick, you can say it better than I did, but I liked how you brought that story to life about the Gloucester softball team from last spring.
Yeah, I thought it was kind of a no-brainer for me. I mean, they're the first girls sports team in Gloucester High School history to reach a state final. So that was a really big deal. And there's only been one other sectional champ ever in the history of Gloucester sports. So that was nobody had taken it to that level before. And they were right there, too. I thought the team that they played, Hudson, was a little bit better than them. But they were right there. They were capable of beating them.
Hudson's a team that beat undefeated Danvers Baseball in the 1999 state final. Oh, so wow. There's some interesting North Shore title symmetry. I mean, that Danvers team was an absolute wagon. And there was a junk baller for Hudson. The kid probably couldn't have broken a pane of glass with his fastball. And he threw them off base with change-ups and curveballs and whatnot all day. And Danvers lost that game 4-2. That's a great memory. Well, not if you're a Danvers fan, but that's a great a historic upset that day. I can remember that clear as day.
Let me ask you guys this. If we had played a high school baseball season this year, and maybe we will, but maybe we won't, who would be the NEC champs right now, on their way? Who would be in first place? Who would be the top three teams in Northeastern Conference baseball right now?
Willie would probably know best. I mean, maybe what? Beverly, Peabody, Gloucester.
Yeah, I can't remember the divisions. Who's on what side? I think Beverly Gloucester
be really good.
Had the most guys coming back. I think. Swampscott's got a really good team, but I think they might like be in the small. So I think like that's a team that, you know, similar to their football team, maybe would have done really well in the playoffs, but come just shy of the NEC title type of thing. But, you know, if they do an NEC tournament, it would be a team that could win it for sure. So I think on paper, I would have to go maybe with a slight edge to Beverly, because I think like Braden Clark was probably going to lead the league in strikeouts. But, you know, I think that Gloucester is probably next. And, you know, Danvers had Ty Robinson coming back. He struck out a lot of guys last year. They lost a lot of close games, so maybe they could have matured a little bit and made a run. You know, Peabody, same thing. It kind of would have depended on whether or not Chris Faraca pitched. I know, like, he was thinking about maybe playing catcher full time, so that would have been an interesting kind of potential decision there. You know, the running game is so important in the league, right? You need a good catcher. So there's that. Salem, too, is really good. I mean, you saw what Bobby Jellison and Tommy Beauregard and Ethan Doyle did on the basketball court. Those guys all play baseball and are all pretty good, too. So I think, like, the odds-on favorite would have been Beverly, but it would have been wide open. I think it probably would have been pretty tight between all those teams, Gloucester and Swampscott and Peabody and Danvers and Salem, too, in the mix.
How would Marblehead have been, Willie?
Oh, them, too, yeah. I mean, they started, I think, three or four freshmen last year. So, you know, had all those guys improved. I mean, and, you know, Grids and Mike Giardi are teaching those kids the fundamentals and stuff. So, I mean, that's another team that, you know, was, like, pretty close last year, lost a bunch of Colts games and had a lot of young players. So, I mean, they'd be right in the mix for certain, too. I mean, imagine all those teams that I just mentioned would have been playoff teams. I mean, who ultimately won the NEC? I don't know, but certainly they would all be in the hunt for 10 wins. Because Nick Kukuru, that is, a bunch of those Gloucester Little League guys are coming up at this point now, right?
Yeah, they are. I think they're sophomores right now. There's a couple of them that were on the team last year, played sparingly as freshmen, that we're going to see you know, some bigger roles this year.
Phil, let me toss it to you for lacrosse. If there was, if we were looking at the lacrosse standings, if the season had started on time, who would be up top in the North Shore lacrosse right now?
Well, I think the number one team is unquestionably St. John's Prep. They got a boatload of talent. I think this was a team that had very realistic state championship dreams this season. You know, reached the North Final a year ago. They lost some talent, but they got a ton in reserve. I think if there is a season, they'll be able to pick up quickly and get back to where they want to be in terms of fighting for that state title chase, you know, looking for their first title since 2010. So St. John's would be there. I think Bishop Fenwick would be strong. They've got some scoring back with kids like Stefano Fabiano, Nico Pasciuto, Diego Alvarez Segui. I'm not sure who would have been playing goal for Fenwick this year, but they certainly had plenty of offense. So they would be a threat in Division III. I think you have to look at Marblehead, you know, once again, would probably be tops in the Northeastern Conference would be my guess. Quite a bit of, you know, skill in Marblehead. They always seem to have good depth. It's winning those out-of-conference games in the tournament that has befuddled them as far as making a deep playoff run. But clearly John Wilkins' team has enough players in the system, enough good players in the system, led by a kid like Will Schultz to make that happen. I think Danvers would have been right there again. They've got a lot of scoring back with you know, Rocker up front, the other Rocker in goal. Beverly trying to turn it around under a new head coach, James Fahey. Peabody looking to make a move a little bit. So a lot of moving parts in. Of course, you got Pingree, five-time defending New England small champions, and they had the Driscoll brothers back. You had Johnny Crean back, you know, new goaltender ready to step up. So they might have been looking at a six-peat, or they could be looking at a six-peat if their season is to continue. So a lot of really, really good talent. That doesn't even take into account what's happening over at Ipswich, Masco, and Hamilton Wenham in the KPN League. So hoping that we can at least get a few games in and see what these guys are capable of.
All right. Let me see. Nick, who'd be the top golfer on the North Shore right now?
Well, golf is in the fall.
Oh, so, well, what am I thinking of here? Yeah.
Tennis.
Tennis? Man, I'd have to really think about that. we didn't have any powerhouses last year. It was a little bit of a down year, like even for St. John's Prep, who's always right there. They had like five or six losses. So I don't know. I think there's a lot of new faces, up and comers trying to make a name for themselves. I'm sorry, Bill. I really can't even think off the top of my head of someone that stands out or a team that I think could make a real run. All I know is these kids want to get out on the court.
I can't speak much for the boys' side in my area, but on the girls, Manchester Essex tennis looked pretty stacked. They had Olivia Mariotti back. She's already committed to Brown a year ago. She's undefeated in the Cal the last 2 years, and she was back at the top of the lineup. So they probably would have been another state title contender this year. I don't know if they would have won all the way, but they would have been in the mix.
Yeah, I will say the Peabody Danvers co-op, they do have two very talented singles players that are still you know, in the system. Alex Nadeau and who's the young kid there? Paul, can't think of his last name. That 1-2 punch is probably the best around. So if they could have got some help from a doubles team or a third singles, they would have been a real threat.
You get the Ratna kid over in Swampscott too, who's pretty good, isn't he?
Yeah, he's talented.
And who was the young man at Bishop Fenwick that was he was a sophomore last year? Was it Stolarts?
Yeah, that's right, Ryan Stolarts.
There was another one too, right? Two of them?
Stolarts. And who was the other Fenwick?
Cabanillo, does that sound right?
I thought that rings a bell, Phil. That's pretty good.
Hey, you know,
I'd have to look back. But yeah, they had a good 1-2 punch too. That's right. Those two kids went at it in practice, much like the Peabody Danvers kids. So it's the same thing though. In tennis, you need 3 points to get the team win, and a lot of times it comes down to a doubles team.
If I'm not mistaken, wasn't Marshall Lastis from Masco a pretty good player too?
He did play. Yeah.
Yeah. Okay.
I don't know how he would.
My tennis knowledge is limited, so just throwing out what I have there.
Yeah.
Well, it's kind of like a stick attached to it. You know what I mean, Phil, with your other favorite sports?
That's true.
It's close.
Yeah. And when they play in early April, it can get cold. Ball can freeze. So
yeah, that's right.
Yeah. I mean, you look lacrosse, hockey, whatever, football. Hey,
good like that.
Yeah, exactly. Quickly, let's go around the horn quickly. Have you guys seen anything interesting on sports? I mean, have you watched – what have you watched anything or listened to anything, any highlights here in the last week or so?
Yeah, I watched that Jordan thing last night. I thought that was fantastic.
Yeah.
You know, hoop is not at the top of my radar, but I found it to be really fascinating. You know, the fact that there was a film crew, I think they said, that had unprecedented access for that final year, the sixth of the six titles that the Bulls had, and it's never been unearthed until now, is pretty crazy to me. And you see what a control freak Jordan is, how hard he is on his teammates, and you know, I thought actually the best part was Scottie Pippen. I had no idea that he was like the sixth highest paid guy in his own team and was like 22nd in the league, Nick. And, you know, he could have had surgery at the beginning of the summer, but he's like, yeah, I want to enjoy my summer. Then I'm going to have surgery.
I
found that fascinating.
I thought his segment was great. I went into it thinking it was really just going to be about Jordan, but they dove into Pippen a lot. And I think the next two episodes, 3 and 4, are going to dive more into Dennis Rodman. So that'll be interesting too.
Yeah, and the stuff with Jerry Krause, you know, that you don't know is good. The video footage. I mean, I can only watch so many old games. Like, I will, but I can't watch a ton of them. Got up this morning and I threw on Game 4, the 2004 World Series was on Major League Baseball Network. So I, you know, watched Trot Nixon hit a 2-run double to make it 3-0 in like the 5th inning while I was having breakfast. But I can't sit in there and watch a whole game. That's tough for me. So
no.
That's because on Patriots Day they play at 11, Phil. So you must have had a late breakfast, right?
No. They're showing Red Sox stuff all day today, I guess. So this was, I don't know, 7:45 this morning or so.
There you go. Yeah. Gentlemen, we have just a moment or two left. Any other thoughts that you guys want to, any advice or any wisdom to share? This is a, Nick Kukuru, this is a wisdom, you know, at the end, these guys always end with a piece of wisdom. I mean, you know, every week, it's always a piece of wisdom from these guys right at the end. So, Matt, I'll start with you, or Nick. No, Matt, or any other thoughts?
Wisdom, I'm on the spot here. I'll go with the, I seen a tweet from Bishop Fenwick. They were challenged by Bishop Feehan. And it was something like you say, you know, you have to come up with a motivational five words, and then you tag five people. So I put pressure burst pipes plus makes diamonds. So I cheated. That's really 6 words, but I guess you know that would be my thing today. And since I watched the Mighty Ducks 3 on Saturday, my second one would be careless but not too careful. So that, I think that's really 5 words. So I'll leave on that note for Coach Orion there, the Bombay impersonator in Mighty Ducks 3.
Not everyone has to have a piece of wisdom, but if anyone else does, that would be fine.
I'll just say I sat in last week, you know, on a Facebook Live event with Seth Moulton and Enes Kanter. And while it wasn't very riveting to write about, I will say, if you're looking for a good laugh, pull up Enes Kanter on TikTok. He's done some pretty funny videos. So if you're looking for something light and funny and you're a Celtics fan or a basketball fan, look him up. Some good stuff.
Nick Kukuru, were you going to say something? No? No,
I'm a little short in the wisdom department, not going to lie. So.
I'm with you on that, yeah. Phil?
Yeah.
You could just close it out for us and in any way you'd like to.
Any way I'd like to. Okay. Let me think here. Yeah, you know what I did that I would recommend, you know, since we're all looking for stuff to watch? I had seen the first Dirty Harry movie, the Clint Eastwood Dirty Harry movie, which I think came out in 1971, but I had never really seen the ones that came after that. So I found them on demand, and I rented, was it Magnum Force, I think was the one after that. It's pretty good. You know, it didn't get the love that that the Dirty Harry movie did, but it was pretty good, and I'm set up to watch the next one, which is, God, I can't remember the name of it now. I haven't watched it yet, but yeah, just trying to do different stuff like that, you know, amuse myself. I try to find things I haven't seen or musically listened to. I've been listening to a lot of music while I'm still working from home here, throw the headphones on and try to listen to different albums. I'm glad that Mike Grenier, Mike Grenier is friends obviously with all of us, former great sports writer at the Salem News, seen Springsteen, I don't know, 250 times or something. And I had a friend tell me, you know, I'm not a huge Springsteen fan, and he says, oh, you should listen to this album, The Rising by Springsteen. It's really good. You know, I listened to it this morning. That stinks. I'm sorry. It stinks. So I gave it a shot. I know.
You know, I really thought that was going to end a little differently, Phil.
I did too. I thought there was something coming with that.
But
no, I think sometimes you just got to be honest.
Yeah.
I respect Springsteen. I don't get the whole, whatever.
All right.
Hey, that's that.
There they are. Guys, hang there. Don't go anywhere. Phil Stacey, executive sports editor, Salem News. Matt Williams, assistant sports editor. Nick Giannino from the Salem News. And Nick Kukuru from the sports editor of the Gloucester Daily Times here with us. I'm Bill Newell here on MSONewsSports.com.
The sports writers from the Salem News. Team coverage, topics, and sports names in the news on MSONewsSports.com and SalemNews.com.